Happy Labor Day weekend, y'all. Hope that it's been a relaxing weekend. And yesterday, Saturday, was beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful day here in Kentucky, here at home. And I think it's going to be warmer today, but it's a cool, crisp morning. It reminds me of core days, which we're not having this year. But I'm okay with it. October's my favorite month of the year. My all-time favorite season is fall. And I'm just out here walking and thinking about the beauty of what's around us. Man, I know I don't take time to slow down sometimes and enjoy the simple things of life. Yesterday, I just was nervous all day and just out of sorts and felt like I needed to go in the car and purchase something, go to the store or whatever. And I did that a couple times. I went down to the Mennonite Amish. I don't think that they're Amish. And picked up some lunch. We got some sandwiches. And then I went back and got some apples. They had some wonderful apples there. So I just was all over the board yesterday. I did get some things done in the house, and my husband had a yard sale. We did pretty good there, got rid of some things. So today I feel a little bit settled, a little bit more settled. And what I want to talk to you about is the mind, because that's what's guiding the mothership. It's guiding the mothership. And sometimes it veers us off into rough waters. I had a few days of some rough waters, and it really started to get to me until a friend reached out to me and said, "Hey, remember what you say. Remember what you say to us. And remember the things that you've done, the awesome things that you've done." And it was just that friend that I needed to help guide my ship back in, to get me out of the rough waters. And this year has been rough. My rough has been being displaced. My rough has been being a continued caregiver. My rough has been being displaced and being displaced for months. But it's taken some adjustment, and we've all had to deal with things. I realize I'm not alone this year. But we could say this year kind of sucks, but we could also say this year we've accomplished things. You know, I got some things done in my house that was needed. Yeah, I still have a few things that I need to do, but most of all, I've got some things accomplished. And it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better to get up to an uncluttered kitchen. Oh, what a relief. It makes me feel better to get up to an uncluttered refrigerator. It just makes you feel better. So, there's a lot of things that we've accomplished this year at home. Taking vacation at home, instead of running and going and doing and putting those projects off that we've often put off. And got lots of traffic this morning. We like to run, it gives us a high. We like to travel, it gives us a high. And sometimes we need to stay home so we can get rid of the clutter. And that clutter can be in your mind too, and it can be around you and affecting you in lots of ways. And so I'm thankful for good friends. Speaking of friends, this year my heart was losing a friend. Gosh, I'm be 56, my friend for 30 years or longer, and that's been rough. It's been a number on my poor mind, and I miss her every day, but I know that she's looking down on me and saying, "You go, girl. You go, girl. I'm proud of you. And you go and you keep going." Because she always told me that. And sometimes I brushed it off. And I didn't listen so well about the compliments and the encouragement that she was giving me. So I think we need to pay attention to them just a little bit more. Give people more attention. And it helps. It helps them. It helps us. Because sometimes we just need that one person on our team that says, "You go, girl. You've got this. Whatever you're struggling with today, you've got this. And you are strong. You're amazing. You don't know how amazing you are." So, whatever it is, if you're working on your health, you know, I focus a lot on health because I've had a rough life with it. Not my entire life, but you know, the past few years, they got kind of rough. So I had to step up to the plate and own it and tell myself things have to change. No one can do it for me. I'm going to change. I am going to change. So I love you, friends. If you need to change, you think that it's hard to do, my encouragement today is, you've got this. And I know you can. I'm here to cheer you on. And keep yourself healthy. You don't have to get out and walk every day or find a gym. But keep those calories in a deficit. You'll find success. If you need me, I'm here. I love you. I hope you have a great Sunday. Peace to you. Love to you. Prayers to you. Good focus to you. Have a great day.